Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am your loyal host and producer, and we are going to be bringing to you, I do believe, some more information that you can use. Today, we'll continue to take our look at medical marijuana. By the way, speaking of medical marijuana and that particular topic, how many of you are finding that as you hear me talk about the benefits, the significance, the importance of allowing our minds to be more engaged than our emotions when we're having these discussions of various topics, have found that maybe, for one thing, your blood pressure might be improving because you're not finding, you're finding that you're not just, unnecessarily stressing yourselves out by getting so emotionally charged over some of these discussions that we have. And instead, as you're engaging your minds more, you're engaging your brains more so that you can really analyze, really think through this with us. You know, all of us thinking through these issues together, truly thinking through them rather than emotionalizing our way through them, truly thinking through them so that we increase the chances of coming up with a better understanding of what these various issues are really about. And as a result, maybe find ourselves in position to make a well-informed, hopefully a well-informed decision about the position that we'll take on these various issues. How many are finding that as you engage your minds, your brains more and more, that becomes more of your lifestyle, so that instead of just automatically getting all charged emotionally and emotionalizing your way through these different issues, you find that it's becoming more natural for you to really keep your minds, your brains, much more engaged, and that's becoming more of your lifestyle, and you're finding that maybe you're applying that skill, that ability, that power to other areas of life. I tell you, when we have these issues that come up, that, you know, so many issues that are made to be political issues and often because people who are very, very politically oriented and maybe more politically oriented than any other orientation, morality, etc., really take these issues, make them political issues, maybe call them moral issues, but treat them primarily as political issues. And then, of course, when it's really treated as a political issue, it is so much easier to also treat it as though it is not primarily a moral issue. And if we're saying it's a moral issue, but we handle it as a political issue, it can become even easier to keep the emotions more fully engaged than the mind and brain. Are you finding that it's becoming easier to really engage mentally so that we can really think through these issues together? I hope so, because that really does, it can benefit us tremendously to practice, to develop the skill of really engaging our minds. And as I've said before, not trying to become emotionless as though we have no emotions. To go to that extreme is probably not good either. It's probably not healthy and therefore not wise. Now, we have emotions and it's okay to have them. It's just that we need to make sure that we're in proper control of our emotions and that we're not, just as a matter of practice, allowing our or even causing our emotions to be in the driver's seat instead of letting our mental capacities be in the driver's seat. It's going to be very, very difficult to truly allow our Creator to help us develop wisdom which is part of our mental capacity, if we're constantly keeping our emotions in the driver's seat. All right, so I do want us to keep working on that. And even when the opportunity to develop those skills have nothing to do with this program, you may be watching something on TV. You may be reading a news article. You may be having a conversation with someone at work. Allow yourself to develop that skill of really developing the mental ability to think through situations, to analyze. And of course, you'll notice that I so frequently tie together with that integrity. Because to the extent that we refuse to be honest, we're still not going to get anywhere when it comes to developing that mental capacity. All we'll do when we refuse to be honest, but we still go ahead and engage in the debate, whether we're doing it silently because there's no one else around to argue with, or whether we're engaged in a debate with someone standing right there in front of us. When we refuse to be honest, we're still not engaging the mind, the brain, properly. Because we're training ourselves when we refuse to be honest, or to put it another way, when we refuse to exercise integrity, we simply train ourselves to twist. And some people do it better than others as far as how thoroughly they can twist and how quickly they can twist facts. We just train ourselves to completely dismiss the reality of the situation, twist the facts so that we can bend them and shape them to fit whatever mold, whatever agenda we're pushing. Integrity, integrity, integrity. Need to be pushing for that. All right. So, that said, again, how are you doing when it comes to not allowing emotions to typically rule the day? All right. We're going to be talking about medical marijuana again. And I want us to be thinking through what so many see as reasons that we should permit marijuana to be used medically. And I do want to emphasize again, we're not talking about recreational use of marijuana at all. We're strictly focusing on marijuana medicinally. As we listen to these pros, we listen to the cons, and that's where we'll be bringing it from this time, from procon.org, looking at some general information, but also taking a look at the pros and the cons. Views expressed by those who say, yes, marijuana should be used legally as a medicine. We listen to the cons, the views of those who say, nope, no way. Under no circumstances should marijuana be allowed to be used medicinally. I want us to listen through both of these because who knows? On the one hand, you may find that some of the information from the other side is providing you with information that you were not aware of, and it may influence you to change your position. On the other hand, you may find that all the information that you're gathering as you listen to this information and digest it, analyze it, etc., may simply help you become even more settled in the position you've already chosen. And that's the way information gathering can work. Again, we should be pursuing truth. We should be truly trying to find out what the reality of the situation is. And then, after we've gathered a good amount of information, make a choice, make a decision. What is my position and why? All right, so we'll be talking about that. Now, before we get to that, in fact, that's the first subject that we'll cover today. But before we get there, we're already mid-June. And so I just want to ask, How many of you have been following through on something that you've heard me talk about for years? And that is the importance, the beauty, the power of keeping our children's minds and brains engaged during the summer. Some of you may recall that I've had experts on, people who are psychologists. I've had people who have their doctorate degrees in education. We've had librarians on. And you've heard me talk about it solo. So many discussions where we talked about the importance of keeping those brains engaged during the summer so that we don't have that summer loss where people are, you know, just kind of chilling for the most part all summer long and lose some of the benefit of not only the information in and of itself that may have been gained during the school year, but even the benefit of having the brain remain strong and vibrant as a result of the studying and the completion of academic assignments, homework, classwork, etc., that occurred during the academic year. What I'm saying is, if you can avoid it, avoid going all summer long not exercising. You've exercised your bodies. You were taking care of aerobic activity. You were doing strength training exercises, and you were doing that the entire academic year. It's helping your body be in great shape. Whether it's because you participate in certain sports in school, whether it's because you just like being in shape. And while you're in school, for whatever reason, whether you work there, you're a student there, both, during the academic year, even if school is not a part of your life directly at all, during the academic year, roughly 9 to 10 months, you're exercising, working out. Summer rolls along, comes along, and no exercise. So all that you were doing for your heart, all that you were doing for your lungs, all that you were doing for your biceps and your thighs, your calves, your abdominal muscles, all that you were doing to benefit your body, all through the academic year, you stopped doing. And basically, your exercise is cut down to a bare minimum. Getting out of bed, walking from the bedroom to the kitchen, walking from the house to the car, to the office, to the school. That's the extent of it. I tell you what, the body is losing so much as a result of that decision to put exercise on the back burner during the summer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same way with our brains. When we have our brains basically in chill mode all summer long, and we're not reading materials that are challenging for our brains, I mean, we're just chilling all summer long, our brain loses some of that benefit of all the exercise that it was getting during the academic year, during that previous academic year. So encourage your children, teens, young adults who are listening. You're out of school now. Encourage yourselves. Give yourselves a bit of a break. Doesn't need to be a long break, but give yourselves a bit of a break, maybe a couple of weeks, 3 at the most. And then go ahead and start building up to the point where you're spending at least an hour, 2 hours a day working your brains, reading some challenging materials, working crossword puzzles, doing different things that work that brain so that you're not almost back to square one when school starts. Now, some of you looked at my website earlier in the week, and you know that I had indicated that I was planning to talk about connections between parents and schools. And initially, I was going to talk about that on Monday. But yesterday, I indicated that I really wanted to go ahead and finish that discussion on vaccinations, whether to vaccinate or not. And so I said that I would be getting back to the issue of parents and schools. A lot of you have been listening for years, and I truly appreciate that. I mean it when I say I really appreciate you for having listened. And some of you know that in 2005, when I began my program, I began addressing educational matters. And I have continued to address educational matters since 2005. I got to continue because, as I've said before, education really does matter. And so, since I did not get to my educational matters for this week, where I'll be focused on the connection between parents and schools, since I did not cover that yesterday, I'll get on that this Saturday. I'll shift something else around in the event that time runs out on me. I'll shift something else around, because I was actually going to start with the discussion of the connection between parents and schools on Monday and continue that discussion on Saturday. But like I said, I want to take care of the vaccination issue. And so I'll start the discussion on the connections between parents and schools this Saturday. So be on the listen out for that. Definitely want us to be informed about that. And in all honesty, I want us to be excited about it. I'm serious. I want the students to be excited about it. I want the parents to be excited about it. And here's the thing. I want us to be excited about it, whether the student or students are in elementary school or middle school or high school or college. Ladies and gentlemen, when our children get to the point where they have gone through the academic process so long that they're now working on their doctoral degree as adults, let's still be excited about that. Our high schoolers, young adults who yourselves may be in, young adults who may be in college, those of you in your late teens, you're in college, you're in university, you're at vocational school, technical school, your parents are pursuing more education, be excited about that. This is big. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be excited when our family members are pursuing more education, and be so excited about it that we prod them along, we move them along, and we listen as they move us along. I'll be right back.